Stories of the World. I'm your host, Kamali, coming to you from Colorado on a snowy Saturday, February 21st. This is the second podcast in our Stories of the World series, where we explore ancient stories from folklore and religious texts originating in various locations around the world. Podcasts are presented in groups of three, the first telling one ancient story, the second a different but related story, and the third discussing the similarities and differences between the two. In our previous podcast, we heard the story of Noah's Ark. Now we will hear another story about a great flood from a different religious text and a different part of the world. This story is from an ancient Hindu text, the Matsya Purana, one of the oldest of the 18 post-Vedic Puranas composed in India. At the end of this podcast, I will pose some questions to ponder and discuss with your friends, classmates, family, teacher, whoever is listening with you now. Then, in our next podcast, I will discuss the questions and any feedback from our ongoing conversation at storiesoftheworld.com. Gather round and let's get started. Our story begins just before the end of one yuga, or cycle of the world. It was an age of truth and virtue, and humans were said to live for thousands of years. One day, a good king named Manu, who had been serving God for thousands of years, was performing a cleansing ritual with river water, when a tiny fish, or matsya in the Sanskrit language, swam into his hands. He was just about to throw it back in the river when the fish asked Manu to save it from the bigger fish. A talking fish? This was odd, thought Manu, but he agreed and put the fish in a jar to bring it home. He noticed the fish had already grown quite a bit and transferred it to a small pot. Very quickly, the fish outgrew that pot, so Manu found a larger vessel. To quote Gustav the Goldfish, a similar story by Dr. Seuss, he grew twice as thick, and he grew twice as wide. Too big for his fishbowl, his tail was outside. I poured him from pot into pot after pot, but the faster I poured him, the bigger he got. Lo and behold, the fish soon grew too big for any container, so Manu threw it in a well. When it grew to the circumference of the well, he took it to a pond, and when it outgrew that, he decided to release it back in the river. After all, there were now no bigger fish who could eat this one. But the fish kept growing, and even got too massive for the river, so Manu decided that the only body of water massive enough to hold the fish was the ocean. He was just about to push the fish into the ocean when he realized that the fish was actually a manifestation of the god Vishnu. Suddenly, the fish revealed itself as Lord Vishnu and spoke again. He warned Manu that a terrible flood was going to happen in 7 days and told him that he should gather all the Vedas, or holy books, and find the 7 rishis, or wise men. The rishis would help him gather the seeds of all plants on earth and every type of animal. Lord Vishnu told Manu to build a massive boat to hold all of these things, and that he would appear to him again as a fish in 7 days. As the flood began, the great fish appeared, and as instructed, Manu used the holy snake Vasuki, which God Shiva wears around his neck, as a rope to tie the boat to Matsya. The great fish swam the boat to the top of a mountain, and everyone and everything aboard survived the flood to see the beginning of a new age, or Yuga. Thank you for listening to our retelling of Matsya Avatar. Here are a few questions to think about and discuss. Question 1. Who were the main characters in the story? Question 2. Why was there a flood? Question 3. Why did God choose Manu? Question 4. What does the word matsya mean? Question 5. What does the word yuga mean? Question 6. Who and what was rescued on the boat? And question 7. What symbolism appeared in this story? Now that we have heard two flood stories from two different places in the world, please think about the similarities and differences between those stories. These questions are also posted in our discussion forum at storiesoftheworld.com. Please discuss and research them as much as you like, and think of some of your own questions to post. Be sure to post all thoughts and questions by end of day, Friday, February 27th, as our next podcast, the third and final in this series, airs Saturday, February 28th. Tune in then to hear our take on these discussion questions and any ideas you share with our community at storiesoftheworld.com. Thanks for listening!